BC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 16. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 3. A bit warmer on Tuesday, sunny with a high nearing 26, and clear skies over Tuesday night with a low around 9. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 37, and partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with a low of 16. Still staying sunny as we head into Thursday with a high nearing 40 and 11 Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 10 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, last week was National School Choice Awareness Week across the nation, and the state of Kansas wrapped up with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation holding a rally in Topeka with legislators and parents advocating for school choice in the state, as more than 200 individuals ended up showing up in attendance looking for changes and a choice of where their children would be allowed to go to school.
I know we use school choice, but I like to use the phrase educational choice, because it's not just a child choosing a building or a family choosing a building, but it's them choosing their child's educational journey. There are families that are now demanding educational choice laws in the state of Kansas.
That was Wade Moore, the founder and dean of Urban Prep Academy on KSNT News, where he says that every parent wants to know that they have the choice of their children's educational journey and that every child should have the best possible education. Legislators say they are discussing a bill on the issue. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Luber Chevrolet, family owned and operated for over 35 years, is ready to put their expertise to work for you. Whether you're looking to shop Chevy's exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, or you'd like to place a custom order, Luber's is here to help you find the vehicle right for you. Visit them in Cheney or shop online at luberchevy.net. While you're there, you can value your trade, get pre-approved, and research payment options to fit your budget, all at your convenience. Find new roads with Chevy and Luber's, the friendly way to buy.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Lawrence Police Department wrapped up last week arresting a middle school student after a theft that was made to the school on Thursday. An investigation ensued. WIBW reports that the Lawrence Police Department announced the event happened on Thursday afternoon when officials were wrapping up an investigation into a bomb threat at West Middle School in Lawrence. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives also searched the building and found nothing of concern. But one student was identified as the person responsible for the threat and was booked into the juvenile detention center. During the threat, the Lawrence Public School District, USD 497, also transported all the students to another facility as the investigation was opened and district officials were in direct communication with parents. In other news, the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was investigating after they say that a business failed to make sure that required safety procedures were followed that contributed to the death of a worker at a Kingman Plastics manufacturer. KWCH News reports the incident happened back on August 4th of last year at the Great Lakes Palmer Technologies, LLC.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Last week wrapped up with Governor Jim Pillen giving the State of the State address and talking about his priorities for the legislative session of 2023. That included tax cuts in the state, investing in certain projects, and giving money back to the people.
But what we do with the people's money this session is critical for my grandbabies and yours and for generations to come. We all agree we are taxed way too much in Nebraska. Our tax policy chases our kids out, chases our grandparents out of this state. We can't grow Nebraska that way. From my view, it's really simple. We must have the courage to say no, no to overspending, and maintain a focus of investing in our kids and giving this money back to Nebraskans via historic property and income tax cuts. We, Nebraska's leaders, must compete for Nebraska to win.
Mid-America Network News.
Right now at the Ashley Home Store, $100 will hold any of the specials on layaway until your taxes come in. Or choose an LG 86-inch smart TV, an Ashley 7-piece queen bedroom set, an LG washer and dryer set, an Ashley sectional with dual recliners, or a Samsung 4-door refrigerator. All marked $11.98 or $49 per month. Interest-free for 24 months with approved credit. As always, hundreds of items in stock and free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet this week due to just one commissioner available, with John Ungerer out of town and Fritz Blasky recovering from a broken leg. Last week, they met with the construction manager, county health nurse, and a representative from Kansas Main Street to discuss plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Kansas Main Street is offering services at no charge for design considerations. Purchase of a new motor grader for $388,000, less $109,000 buyback of an existing unit, was approved. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of a countywide ambulance service and had met with members of a Lynn ambulance service recently. They made no decisions but indicated that both a mill levy and sales tax may be required to provide adequate ongoing funding. A tax sale is planned February 14th at 1 in the courtroom. Representatives with the Washington County Hospital Board and a Department of Commerce official spoke of a community block grant and inquired as to contributing land to the former homestead to the hospital foundation to be used for development of a child care and adult care center. The prospect of a $750,000 grant with 25% match may allow the land contribution to qualify toward the match. The hospital had acquired the former homestead facility, and the county owns the hospital, thus in effect owning the property. Such a facility could accommodate 59 children. A separate entity would control day-to-day operations. After discussion, commissioners made no decision. Mary Tate was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board, and notice was given to nominate Brennan Zabakarski as a Little Blue treasurer. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week finalized the rental contract and new rates for use of the community building. The Senior Services Director advised she's exploring having senior meals contracted through local food service providers, as costs are higher than other area programs. Anthony Dieters was approved home township clerk at the recommendation of other board members. A delegation of residents met with the Gage County Board of Supervisors last week with concerns about a three-mile stretch of 162nd Road by Virginia. Comments included that they would like to see a bond initiated, find funding for a road project. They indicated the road has issues when it's wet. There are accidents due to dust. Suggestions included a tax-free bond with low interest or using inheritance funds to make the payments. They fear the issues are keeping people from the area, driving population down. They're suggesting the board go drive the road and look at results of traffic studies. The group had met previously with the Road and Bridge Committee, who indicated the issues are on their radar and they will seek grants and look at potential fixes. They had noted population numbers don't warrant paving, as other roads have concerns as well. An accident count for the last decade showed 13 accidents, 8 were deer-related, 3 on the gravel. Supervisors discussed hiring an engineer to present ideas relating to the east ramp entrance to Gage County Courthouse, including problems with the sump pump and wind causing problems with the doors, among others. The building is on the historic registry. A motion was approved to request proposals for conceptual options for updates to the east entrance. Planning and Zoning Commission discussed solar regulations at their last meeting and will meet again February 15th, continuing the review. Leroy D. Prelwitz, age 94, formerly of Morrillville, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Monday with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Leroy Prelwitz. Larry Dean Gross, age 65, of Bern, passed away unexpectedly January 19th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Northridge Church in Sabetha. interment in the Burn Cemetery. Visitation Monday evening, 4 until 7 at the church. Hopkins Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Larry Gross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, it's chicken, rice, asparagus, and plums. Tomorrow, tater tot casserole, beets, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cooler today before temperatures start to warm up throughout Tuesday and Wednesday, but conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And clear skies and still cooler throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Temperatures continue to rise as we head into Friday and the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. And staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January, 41, record high 66. The average low 19 and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:45. It's 10 degrees ahead of sunrise. Winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
The Chiefs and Eagles punched their tickets to Arizona. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was a rematch of last year's AFC Championship last night. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Under a minute left in a game tied at 20, Patrick Mahomes was driving KC, scrambled and was tackled out of bounds. The subsequent late hit penalty put the Chiefs in field goal position with 8 seconds left.
Harrison Butker, the biggest kick of his Chiefs life. Butker's kick is up, and it is good!
The call on 106.5. The Wolf Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. In Philadelphia, 49ers QB Brock Purdy was injured in the first quarter. San Francisco managed to tie the game at 7 in the second, but after a Miles Sanders touchdown run right before halftime, it was Boston Scott's turn.
They go to Scott. He pushes forward. He is in for the touchdown.
The call on WIP, the route was on. Eagles blow out the 49ers 31-7. Super Bowl 57, Eagles and Chiefs, February 12th. On the ice of the NHL, it was a heavyweight matchup. The Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Boston Bruins, already leading 2-0 in the third. The Canes' Seth Jarvis found the back of the net.
Jarvis tried to knife it away from Carlo, and he does. Now Jarvis in on Omar. Jarvis back, and he scores! Oh, Seth Jarvis! 3-0 Carolina.
The call on 99.9 The Fan. Carolina would add an empty netter and defeat the Bruins 4-1. In Sunday's other game, the Maple Leafs reeled off five straight unanswered goals en route to a 5-1 victory over the Capitals. NBA, the Greek Freak was looking for a repeat of Friday night's performance when he scored 41 points against the Pacers. Already up big in the fourth quarter against the Pelicans, Giannis lofted one from beyond the arc.
Giannis, he's going for 50, right wing three. Yes, sir.
The call on WTMJ, it was the fifth 50-point game of his career. Bucks rout New Orleans, 135-110. For the 10th time in his career, Novak Djokovic won the Australian Open. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday, Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia at Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Land buying in the Midwest has been a big issue here of late. It's been in the news a lot. So why is that happening? What's been happening with land buying in the Midwest? Why is it a good deal, or is it a good deal? This is Ag Professor Brian Briggerman.
Yeah, it was difficult for a while, but once we made it through that, we had some pretty profitable years. Land values held up. So even though when we look at the outlook for this year of a recession coming, I don't think it's necessarily all doom and gloom for U.S. ag producers and ranchers. So I think looking ahead, there's going to be some opportunities, certainly some challenges that the macro economy brings us.
Now, as we know, people like to buy land when economic times are not so good. But what about interest rates right now? How does all of that affect the prospect of buying land in this region?
And with interest rates rising as rapidly as they have, many stories that I read within agriculture would point to concerns about the land value market cooling off, if not even going down. And many of those kind of projections or expectations are well-founded within financial models that would look at as capitalization rates increase, that puts downward pressure on our land values. And certainly that could happen. Today, though, I wouldn't make that my prediction. I would not expect, you know, land values leveling off. I think there's still enough momentum to where land values could continue to rise. Maybe not at the rate that they had in the past, but I certainly wouldn't predict land values to go down. So why is that, right? Well, one, 2021 and 2022 were phenomenal net farm income years for producers in Kansas, producers across the United States.
And that's Brian Briggerman, who is an ag economics professor at Kansas State University, during a recent edition of Ag Today. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Lesser Prairie Chicken has been making headlines lately. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares the significance of this species of bird to western Kansas, but also their very specific habitat needs.
They are what we call a prairie obligate species, which basically means they can't exist without prairie. They also need relatively big chunks of prairie, so we think of them as sort of being a big landscape bird. And when we manage for a critter like this, we manage on a landscape scale. So thinking on a smaller scale, within 1 mile, we would need about 60% grassland cover within that 1 mile in order to have enough for that small spot to be occupied by a lesser prairie chicken. From a broader perspective, ideally 70% of a 30-square-mile area would be grassland.
Ricketts continues by explaining the specific grassland types that these birds prefer.
There also needs to be a fair bit of heterogeneity within that grassland cover, and that's a word that we use a lot as biologists, but basically it means that there's a mix of different cover types on the landscape. So for lekking, which is the mating ritual or the dancing that they do in the springtime that everybody sees the cool videos of, they need areas of very short grass. They like those, if possible, to be at higher elevation points on the landscape so they can be seen from a long ways. For nesting, they need areas with relatively dense cover, so it'd be hard to see through. An easy way to think about that would be like shin to hip height. And then for the brooding period, when they're raising their chicks, they need these areas that are relatively open at the ground level, but have sort of a canopy of broadleaf plants above. Sort of the last thing about their habitat requirements is they avoid vertical structures, including trees. And this is one of those things that can be especially detrimental to the species. What we mean by avoiding structures, more than one tree per acre is really too many. And areas with zero trees per acre are 40 times more likely to be used than areas with five trees per acre.
He ends by describing the important roles that these birds play as umbrella and indicator species for the prairie.
In wildlife management, we refer to species whose habitat requirements encompass the requirements of a bunch of other species as an umbrella species. So basically, the needs for horned larks and other species of birds or critters that are going to be in western Kansas are all included within the many things that a lesser prairie chicken needs to thrive. They're an indicator species because they need that good intact land cover that includes heterogeneity that's representative of healthy prairie. So if they're present, it means that it's basically a healthy ecosystem.
Once again, that was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts sharing insight on the importance of the lesser prairie chicken and their habitat needs. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday morning, kind of a cool one after yesterday, but the end of the week looks better, and hey, let's hope we get to that days and get back to 40. Well, we've got a sale today starting at 10 o'clock, and in the cattle business last week, a 155 to 248. Kind of heard some comments on the theory of this a little bit of fall in the market. There's a lot of early cattle going due to terrible lot conditions in that upper Nebraska area into Iowa. So that certainly may explain the drop in the market, as the cattle were coming quite easy simply because of lot conditions. Well, at 12 o'clock here, we will get on the hay department. In the square bales, there's 46, third cut of alfalfa, along with 10, fourth cut. In the prairie, there's 146, really, really looks good, along with 60 grass. In the straw department, there's 75 little square bales. In the big rounds, there's round alfalfa 12, first cut at 1480. There's 6 of fourth cut, weighing 2200. 6 of second cut, weighing 1926, and an additional 8 round alfalfa bales. In the round grass, there's 11 at 1896. There's 6 at 1796. An additional round grass of 8. Round waterway 6, and the round corn stock department, there is 6. Well, in the feeder lineup, we've got a nice run here today. We did have a cancellation of the Albers heifers, nice replacement cattle. They will be coming here in the next week or 2 weeks, so certainly watch for that. But here today, we'll start off with the Swartz cattle out of Pawnee. There's 15 Black Angus, Holstein Cross. They're going to be steering heifers. Home raised cattle, guys, double vaccinated. They're going to weigh 350. Tom Gingrey out of Holmesville's got a great set of 51 Black steering heifers. They're weaned, they're back. They're going to weigh 750 to 850. Along with Felty cattle out of Marysville, 11 Black steering heifers weaned, spring back. They weigh 650 to 7.5. B&B Farms out of Claytonia has 18 black and red heifers. They're going to be 60-day wean evac at 6.25. Darrell Summerholder out of Auburn's got 15 black steering heifers. Wean back, they're going to weigh 600 to 700. Regeers out of Beatrice, 15 char cross steering heifers. They also weaned back 450 to 550. Christian Farms out of Steiner, Rod and K. Christian have 20 black. Brockle heifers, folks, great, great heifers. 650 pounds, they've all been selected, folks. They got a 928 wean with a spring vac along with a double vac, 1010, 1123, no implants. Come and check them out here today. Galen Emerson out of Unadilla's got 13 black steering heifers, a wean vac, 5 to 600. Husa out of Liberty's got 21 black steering heifers, great set of calves, guys. Wean vac 650 to 8.25. McGuire's out of Liberty, same story. Very good cattle, 35 black steering heifers. Wean vac 6 to 700. Friedley out of Pawnee City, well, it's always like normal. They are super, super good calves, 65 black steer and heifers. They got a wean back. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Eddie Schmitz out of Marysville, always good blacks. Black baldies, they're going to be all steers. There's going to be 26. They're going to be weaned back 600 to 800. Kadaris Cattle, you're talking about Red Angus heifers, folks, out of Burchard. 50 Red Angus, they're going to have a September wean, double back, 7 1/4, 8 1/4. Steve Kress at Denton's got 30 blacks. Steering heifers, October wean, summer back, 600 to 700. Followed by the Cook Cattle. Timian's got 7 black steering heifers, they're going to be 6 to 650. Steinoff's got 10 in black and red steering heifers. Yep, they've got a wean. They've got a summer vac, 5 to 650. And Lubin Cattle out of Burr, 19 black and red steering heifers. Their wean vac, 5 to 600. So it's going to be a nice sale here today. Certainly give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And certainly mentioning Rod Ryan Summerhalder and Gail Harden. We expect to earn your business and appreciate the opportunity to come out and look at your cattle. Well, have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 10 degrees, and by far not a record, but it's chilly, even for late January standards. Highs only in the middle teens for today.
How much do we love our pets? About $60 billion worth, if you care to put a number on it. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. Musician Phil Collins has a birthday. If you were ever offered a free puppy or a kitten, here's a few numbers to contemplate. Americans spent over $62 billion on pet supplies and services last year, and that's a 60% increase in a decade, and a trend that shows no signs of slowing. Foods, treats, and veterinary care account for much of that figure, but the fastest growth has been in services such as daycare and boarding, dog walking, pet waste removal, grooming, and training. But lest you think pet owning has no financial upside, consider this. On average, pet owners pay fewer visits to the doctor compared to non-pet people. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, for another year running, the Kansas City Chiefs are the AFC champions again after a squeaked-out victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, 23-20. The victory also shatters the three-loss streak that the Kansas City Chiefs had against the Bengals, with Patrick Mahomes coming into the game with a sprained ankle, but going 29-43 for catches and attempts for a total of 326 yards and 2 touchdowns throughout the game. It was only a total of 2 touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs as Travis Kelce ended up putting one in, having a total of 78 yards and averaging 11 yards per carry. Number 11, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, also had a touchdown for the game, totaling 116 yards in total. The big score of the game came in with Harrison Butker going 3 for 3 in field goal attempts and 11 points on the board for the game. The Chiefs now have a couple weeks off as they head to Super Bowl 57 and take on the Philadelphia Eagles after they ended up beating the San Francisco 49ers 31-7. Mid-America Network Sports.
It went down to the wire as the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks defended their title in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, edging Marysville 43-42 on Saturday. A second win this past week over Marysville, defeating the Lady Bulldogs 41-21 in first-round play Tuesday. Redhawks had as much as a 13-point advantage that Marysville erased, tying the game at 42-all late. Half possession with just under a half minute left, but the Redhawks got the ball. A save, inbounds baseline. They took timeout. On the inbounds play, Kenzie Nelson was fouled. The freshman went to the line, hit the front of the 1-1 for a 43-42 win. Darcy Lear, senior for Hiawatha, led scoring with 20, 16 of those in the first half. Bella Rader knocked down 5 trays, 4 in the second half, for 17 to lead Marysville, while Lindsay Dressman was in double figures with 11. Hiawatha 43, Marysville 42. Redhawks go 7-6. Marysville falls to 4-9. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin. Marysville boys basketball team, their first game back at home since the Christmas break, got off to a slow start in the first half, trailing Nemaha Central 21-12 at halftime, but outscored the Thunder 22-9 in the third quarter en route to a 52-44 win. Bulldogs led by Willow Tott with 14 points among 7 players scoring as Marysville improves to 11-2. Nemaha Central led by senior Gavin Keane with 14. He fouled out late in the ball game. Carter Rottinghouse dropped in a dozen as the Thunder fall to 5-7. Marysville 52, Nemaha Central 44 the final Friday. Bulldogs back on the road at Riley County Tuesday in boys action. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.